Guys, Rishon Rashi, famous Rashi in Vayetze. Let's get started. We'll see. Okay. World famous Rashi, beginning of the parsha, Vayetze Yaakov Virasheva, Vayetze Charana. So Rashi says, why does it mention that he left Virasheva? Just say he's going to Charan. So Rashi says, Magid She Yitzias Tzadik Min Hamakom Oser Rosha She Bishman She Tzadik Ba'ir Hu Hoda Hu Ziva Hu Hadara Yatsa Misham Pana Hoda Pana Ziva Pana Hadara. The magnificence, the splendor, the grandeur has gone away. It's an amazing Rashi. To get to a level where when you leave a place, then his absence is felt. Person's a tzaddik, person does good things for the neighborhood, person's involved in chesed, a person's involved in the shul, a person's involved in spreading Torah. When he's not around, it leaves an imprint. That's something we want to strive for. It's a famous idea. Next. Vayifka b'makom. Pasuk Yud Aleph. So Rashi quotes from Chazal, Vayifka is a lashon of tefillah. That Yaakov davened. What did Yaakov daven? Yaakov davened Maariv. So this is a big topic. There's a fabulous sefer that sold around 5 copies called The Orel Nesivasi. And so in there we discuss Maariv. That was a joke. So Yaakov davened Maariv. What's the pshat Yaakov davened Maariv? The emphasis in Maariv is Emuna. Emes for Emuna. At night, night is a symbol of Tzaros, a symbol of Golus. Yaakov's heading into Golus now, out of Eretz Yisrael. So the theme of Maariv is, at night, when times in life are in a sense more difficult, you have to have a Muna. And that's the special tefillah that Yaakov was given. That's in contrast to Shachris. So Yaakov davens Maariv as he's running away from Eretz Yisrael, entering Golus, entering the life of Tzaros. You have to have more and more Muna. In HaKadosh Baruch. Next, by Yosem Rashi Lasov, Rashi quotes the famous Chazal that all of the stones wanted Yaakov to sleep, to rest his head on them. Alaya Niach Tzadikas Rosho. And in the end, what did Hashem do? He made them all into one rock. What's the message? The message is that the purpose of the physical Bria, the purpose of the world, the Ramban says, is that the human beings recognize Hashem, that He's the creator, v'node lishmo. Acknowledge God's the creator, express that acknowledgement, and live according to that. Since animals and rocks can't express that acknowledgement, the Ramban says, what's the purpose of animals and rocks? The only purpose is that they should be used as part of our service of Hashem. So, animals and rocks, somehow we have this medrash, that have this feeling, whatever that means, that they want to be used for the right purpose. They want to be used by a tzaddik and Olam Hazeh. And so that's what's happening here, that the purpose of the entire non-human world is that we have to use it as part of Avodas Hashem, and in a sense, that part of the world wants to be used for them. That's the rocks fighting over who's going to have their... Let them be Yaakov rest on that rock. Vayishkav b'makom ahu. Yaakov sleeps here. What does Rashi say? It's a miyud. Here he slept, but where didn't he sleep? 14 years b'yeshiva shein ve'er. Aba arbas reishanim b'yoso sheshimesh b'beis ever lo shachav b'layla. Hayotek b'torah. When Yaakov learned 14 years, he learned 14 years. And the Rashi, now obviously he slept a little. It means he didn't have a normal night's sleep. Yaakov just learned through the night until he dozed off and then got strength again for 14 years. A very intense limud. You guys should not do this. You have to get a normal night's sleep. Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal had his learning schedule. For roughly 90 years, I guess 80, 90 years, he'd get up at 2 or 2:30 and learn until 6:30, 7 o'clock, Shachris, and then go through the rest of his day. And it was quiet then. One of his grandkids took a video when he was learning, and you see those 4 hours, he's steiging, working hard and struggling to figure it out. Even when he didn't think he was being watched by the video. So other people, other Avreichim, asked him, should we do this? He said, oh, don't do this. You have to have a normal night's sleep. You guys have to have a normal night's sleep. Because if you don't have a normal night's sleep, you don't learn well during the day. Yaakov somehow was able to do it. Rabbi Yoshi did it. But it doesn't work. I had a brother during part of Shana Bet. It came to my attention that he wasn't sleeping in his bed except for on Shabbos. He'd go on his desk in the Beis Medrash. He'd fall asleep on his desk a couple of hours, and that's how he would go through his day. On Shabbos, he would sleep. He also didn't shower. That's another. My wife took care of that part of it anyway. That he came once to visit, and it was clear he was entering the door, you know, way before. Okay, he was like from far away. So my wife took care of that problem. So I said, yeah, what happens in Shir? He said, I fall asleep every day in Shir. So I said, it's a bad idea. You know, it's very nice to be such a masmid, but if you're not being productive. Okay, anyway, so you guys have to have a normal night's sleep. But Yaakov, those 14 years, B'Shein Ve'Eiver, and this is a contrast, B'Zach Hashem, this will be the Parsha worked on Thursday. Later on in the Chumash, it says that Yaakov didn't sleep for 20 years. Why? He basically didn't sleep. Why? Because he was working so hard. Right? Later on in the Parsha, Yaakov is talking, and he says, "Vatidad shenasi me'enai." Sleep flew from my eyes. It's in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Mem. Ha'isi b'yom achani chera v'karach b'layla v'atidat shenasi me'enai. Yaakov testifies about himself. For 20 years, he didn't work. He didn't sleep because he was what? He was working. So it's an amazing contrast. For 14 years, Yaakov doesn't sleep because he's learning. And for the next 20 years, he doesn't sleep because he's working. So that we'll discuss. Bezat Hashem. Next, Perek Kaf Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vizer Shara Shemayim. Yaakov says he's Shara Shemayim. So there's a famous Rashi here. Makom Tfila. La'alos Tfila HaShemayimah. U'midrasho Shebesim HaShemayla. Mechubin Neg Besim HaShemata. We believe Hashem accepts our Tfilos anywhere. That's for sure. The best place to daven is where Hashem is closest to us. Where is that? Eretz Yisrael. The best place to daven is mamish, the gates of Shemayim. Shar HaShemayim is the Makom HaMikdash, right here near the base of Mikdash. So that's what Yaakov was saying, that if he's sleeping at the Makom HaMikdash, you have to daven there. It's a big schluss to be davening at the Kotel, so close to the Shar HaShemayim. Okay. Yaakov's leaving. Yaakov makes a neder. Vayider Yaakov neder leimu. He makes a neder. He says, Hashem, I'm asking you, please help me, be with me. When I come back to Eretz Yisrael, I'll build a mizbeach and offer kabanos. Vayider Yaakov neder leimu. If Hashem is with me and helps me, then Hayashem leilokim ve'evan asher satem atzev yebeis elokim. It'll be a beis elokim, and I'll serve you very well. So this, I think I told you once, Ravad Yosef Zatzal. What was in Egypt for 2 years, had a lot of tzaras there, and he wanted to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and he made a neder to Hashem. He made this neder. He said, Hashem, bring me back to Eretz Yisrael, and what does he promise to do? He's going to publish all of his tshuvas, which will be good for Am Yisrael. He gets back to Israel, 1950-51, and he can't afford to publish his tshuvas. He has enough money to publish one set of tshuvas. What's it called? Shut Chazon Ovadia. About the halachos of the Leil HaSeder. So he writes in his introduction, this neder, this story, and he says, and I'm publishing these tshuvas, Zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. Get it? It's about the Seder, leave Mitzrayim. All right. Hopefully guys will wake up at some point. Let's continue. Next, there's a famous Rashi. Oh, very good. Okay, famous Rashi. Okay. Perek Kaf Tes, Pasuk Vav. Rachel Ba'im Hatzon. This is a classic Diktuk Rashi. There's a verb Ba'a. Now, where do you put the accent? Is the accent on the end of the word? That's called Milra. That's called Ba'a. or is the accent on the earlier syllable, that's ba'a. You see the difference? When you speak in any language, you put the, where do you put the accent? Do you say accent, or do you say accent? Do you say English, or do you say English? Each word is different. So in Hebrew, sometimes where you place the emphasis changes the meaning. The word ba'a, if you normally in Hebrew, the words are milra, the last syllable. So the normal pronunciation is ba'a. Ba'a means she came, past tense. But if you want to say she's arriving now, not that she came, she arrived a week ago, an hour ago. That's ba'a. She arrived an hour ago. If you want to say she's arriving now, you say ba'a. So look in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk. Sorry, I said it wrong. Sorry, it's the opposite. Let's read Rashi. When it's ba'a, that means she's arriving now. Hatam ba'alef. V'targumo asya, that she is coming now. But earlier in the Chumash, in Pasuk, in Pasuk Tes, it said Rachel Ba'a. That means she had come already. She came already. So Ba'a is past tense, and Ba'a is it's happening now. That's a famous diktuk Rashi. Rashi teaches us diktuk. Next. Perakov Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Lavan hears about Yaakov, and what does he do? What does Yaakov do? What does Lavan do? With a lot of tzrizos. By Yaratz Likraso, he runs to Yaakov. Why does he run to Yaakov? What? His money. Rashi. Kesavar Mamon Hutaun. Thought he had a lot of money. Sheyavet Abayis Bolakan. Asher Goyim Tuunim. The slave came with 10 big camels. Guys, this is a Yisod. What does a person run to? What you run to shows what's important in your life. You go to a baseball game. You get there barely on time. And you want to see opening pitch. So what do? You run. You this? Yes or no? You run, you get the, you know, you want to be there. You want to get the whole experience. You want to be there for the, you want to be there for the beginning. The opening day. Opening day. You know, there's some people for opening. What they'll do for opening day is unbelievable. People will do. They'll pretend to be sick. This is whatever they do for opening day. Guys do everything for opening day. And you want to be there for the first pitch. It's a chush of a thing. You run. Okay? So that shows you what's important in your life. You know, a baseball game. And do we run to get Baruch Hu at Maariv? Do you run to be on time, you know, at the beginning of Maariv? And by the way, I mean the first Baruch Hu, not the second Baruch Hu. You know, there's a rule in the Tiv. At different times in the Tiv, there are rules, you know, if you miss Baruch Hu, you can't go to Shir. Right? If you miss Baruch Hu, if you're too late, yeah, there are things. So one year they had this rule, so of course.
You don't want to go to Maariv. It's a reward. What do you have a minute for Maariv?
No. I'm talking about chakras, and going to Shir is a privilege to learn. So there were different times we had this rule. So one of the Shirs, we remain nameless. You know the. So they asked the Rebbe, is it the first Baruch Hu or the last Baruch Hu? Yeah, that question fits for that Shir. Okay, whatever. Okay, good. You get it? Last Baruch Hu. I guess, guys. Okay, good. Now you're awake. Right, that was just a bad joke. Guys, this is a big Yisod. We say we run and they run. What do you run to? Think about it, guys. What are you running to in life? What do you get excited? You got to get somewhere fast. There's chug starting, and you want to be there, and Rav Yoel's going to talk. You're missing an eye. So you run to that, or do you run to be there for opening pitch of the baseball game? It's important. It reflects who you are. So Lavan, what does Lavan run for? Lavan runs to find Yaakov's money. Avram ran to do chesed. Even Yishmael was trained. Let's go on afterwards. Let's go on. Next. So Leah's, it says Leah's eyes were rakot. They were soft, tender. Why? Because she was crying. Why was she crying? For ruchnius reasons. She was crying. Hakol omrim shnei banim wirifka shnei banos l'lavan. Similar idea. What makes you cry? What makes you cry is that you feel your ruchnius life is not going to be that good. That's what Jews cry about. You cry about ruchnius. I'm just saying, Pasha Chah. Why was Leah crying? Because she was nervous. She'd end up with Esau. That's something to cry about. Okay. Next. Pasuk Kafei. Good. Next. Pasuk Kafei. This is the famous Rashi that Ravina quoted at the Kever Rachel. He named a boker v'hi Leah. She's Leah in the morning. That means at night she wasn't Leah. So what does Rashi quote? She's going to be humiliated. Yaakov knew love and might trick him. So Yaakov and Rachel made up this system of simanim. Then Rachel said, oh, Leah's going to be embarrassed. So to avoid that embarrassment, she's been waiting for years for this, 7 years. And she gives up her husband for that. So Ravina quoted in Kever Rachel, that Chazal say this act of being mevater, mesivas nefesh, of avoiding this concern for her sister, this is why Rachel has the greatest schus. And when Hashem says to the avos, I'm not going to listen to your tefillas, but Rachel's tefillas he listens to. You know that, remember in Kever Rachel? That's this Rashi. This is the Rashi. Pasuk Kafei. This is the ultimate act of self-sacrifice. Where Rachel said, I can't have my sister be embarrassed, and she gave up being the first wife for that reason. That's an important Rashi. Next. Vatikana Rachel Ba'achosa. She was jealous. Why was she jealous? Again, look in Rashi. Why was she jealous? Ruchnius, look in Rashi. Kana B'maise Atovim. Amr Iglis Hachakamimenu Lazachsa Lebanim. Rachel said, it must be Leah's a bigger tzaddikus than I am, because her life is better than mine. That's an amazing Rashi. Leah's having kids and Rachel's not. Rachel's jealous. Why is she? You say, oh, she's jealous because of the kids. She's jealous of the Maisim Tovim. Unbelievable Rashi. The Avos, the Imos, they lived Ruchnius. Why does Leah cry? Because of Ruchnius. Why is Rachel jealous? Because of Ruchnius. She's jealous of her good deeds. That's what you're jealous of. Your friend is rich, you don't have to be jealous. Your friend davens well. Your friend is plugged in to his learning. Your friend has a smile on his face all the time and just, he's misameach people. That's something. I have friends like that. I'm jealous of them. They walk into a room and that's the whole place, the whole room is simple when they're around. It's an amazing meter. That's what a Jew is supposed to be jealous of. You're jealous of the Maisim Tovim. Amazing Rashi. Okay.